All right, we have come to a decision. I'm going to tell you what the decision is, describe it, and then we'll let the board members go ahead and weigh in and say what they want to say individually. We have deliberated and come up with written findings that I think Cheryl is going to project, and then we can read through those and share that with the public and the parties. The board has decided to find the CSD in violation of the basin plan prohibition for its three facilities, beginning October 1st of 1999 up to September 30th of 05. This is a total of 2,189 days. The board discussed what would an appropriate dollar amount be per day. The maximum would be $15,000 for the three facilities. The board decided that $1,000 a day would be an adequate number based on the record. That number comes out to $6,567,000. The board also decided to find the CSD in violation of the time schedule order, however, only from the date of, was it the certification?
Yeah, and we need to verify
of Measure B. When was Measure B certified? Do we know?
The vote was certified by the county clerk on September 29th or 30th.
That's
but
what we had, yeah.
September 29th.
Okay. September 29th. Okay, well, the date that we intentionally did not overlap these. So one has the front end, and then the smaller one is the time schedule order violations is really the rear end of this. And it's from the date of certification. We computed there was about 6 days.
Yes. Although, if you don't want any overlap, you don't want to go to October. Okay.
September 30th.
Well, does it start?
No, you're good.
Start October 1st?
Yeah, let me start finding.
Yeah. The date of, yes, the 6th.
I didn't write down the date adjustment.
Let me find it right here.
The number of days.
Yes, September 30th through October 6th for 6 days at $10,000 per day, 7 days.
Okay, so then I think that would be an additional 7.
Actually, so if you're gonna assess the ACL for the discharges through October 1st, we could just move that to October 1st, and that way they would not. The $1,000 per day per facility from October 1st, 1999 to September 30th, 2005, then pick up the $10,000 per day for the violation of the TSO on October 1st. That would make 6 days for the TSO.
Okay, it's October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was the 6 days.
That's
then
right.
At $10,000 a day. We discussed whether to waive any of this based on any kind of change of conduct of the district. We just decided it's just much cleaner. We could get into a whole Pandora's box of what do you define compliance and interpretation. We just want to avoid that. It's very simple this way. The fine comes out to $6,627,000, and that would be due
within 30 days.
Something that all of the board discussed, all board members did, and it's something that I think was really driven home somewhat by Mr. Seitz, and that is what to do about the kind of ongoing threat quality and the discharges of by the individual homeowners. And I know Mr. Briggs has, in his cover letter, to the ACL, to the district, made comment about individual enforcement actions. I can only tell you, Mr. Briggs, that the board would like to hear what you have in mind. They're concerned about this fine. It's going to be appealed. How much of it gets paid, we don't know. It's necessary, though, to back up the board's basin plan prohibition and the violations that occurred. But we really want to know what staff has in mind for individual enforcement actions. And so we would like to hear from you.
As in now?
In now, because some board members have expressed some concern about whether this penalty is enough. Mm-hmm. And so without getting into the details of that, I think there's a real issue as to dealing with the ongoing discharges. So whatever you can tell us about what staff's plans are, what the time frame is, when the board might see something, we would like to hear about it.
Okay. I got to be a little bit careful because we're talking about enforcement action that's in progress, but I guess that's the first status report, is that it is in progress. And we have been working on, we've already made some assignments in terms of putting together information on individual dischargers to take enforcement action against individuals. And we've talked about some of the logistic problems of doing that, one of which, of course, is just the one of the biggest bottlenecks is this process right here, the hearing time. Even using a panel of the regional board, there'd be substantial time that would be required. So we've talked about how to deal with that, and we've talked about proceeding with actions against individual dischargers in phases, and talked about different ways that would be appropriate to, how do we select the first group of dischargers? And
by dischargers, you're referring to individual property
dischargers,
owners.
Right.
Okay.
I suppose I could go into some more detail about the different methods that we've discussed on how to do that and what we favor, but I'd rather not discuss that right now.
Well, are you going to be coming back to the board with options, or are you going to decide on a enforcement process?
Our intent was...
I mean, you could do eight. There's a number of things that staff could propose.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come back with one recommendation, or is it going to be a couple of recommendations, two or three or something?
Intent was to go ahead and issue an initial batch of enforcement orders against individuals.
ACLs or what?
Not necessarily ACLs. I can tell you an option is clean up abatement orders that would require specific actions towards actually cleaning up the basin, such as frequent pumping, so that while that's not a practical solution in terms of eliminating the discharge, it would be a step towards reducing the loading on the basin, and it would cost individual homeowners money to do that on an ongoing basis, which would be different than a typical ACL, which would be a one-time deal, and it would be more on target in terms of money that's actually going towards reducing the loading on the basin as opposed to just a penalty. So I guess it's fair to say that that's one of our top options right now. Oh, I'm sorry. We talked about the benefit of a cease and desist order versus a cleanup or abatement order. And we actually concluded cease and desist order would be preferable, although, as I was alluding to, one of the consequences of that is that the cease and desist orders come to the board as opposed to being administratively issued. But yeah, we have decided that cease and desist orders would be better.
Would be better?
Yes.
Okay. But you haven't determined yet or decided whether it's going to be cleanup and abatement orders or cease and desist orders? Is that what you're
still... No, we've pretty well settled that cease and desist orders would be better.
On individual property
owners? Right.
Okay. Any idea how many in the first group? Can you give us a range?
No, I don't think we're prepared to
say
that yet.
Can you tell us what time frame? How soon would the board be looking at hearing individual CDOs?
Yeah, I'd hope that it actually would progress a little bit faster than it has. We've assigned some folks in terms of putting together basically a database with assessor parcel numbers and coming up with the basic information we need regarding the people who are responsible for the discharge. But we have been focusing on this hearing and with essentially the same people with some exceptions, same staff people. But I don't know, I'd like to say that a March or May would be possibilities.
And how many board members have to weigh on CDO? Do you need a minute? Well, it would be the same five.
A panel would be three, but you need to have five voting to validate to adopt a cease and desist order.
Okay. All right.
And I believe it has to be, say you only had five members, I believe it has to be unanimous.
Right.
At that point, okay. Mr. Jeffries, I know you had maybe some thoughts on this. Did you want to weigh in at this point with respect to this? You're the vice chair, and you know we give some direction to staff, and I certainly don't mind if you want to weigh in.
No, I don't have any comments at this time, but I do want this to come back as soon as possible. We talked about this many years ago, about doing this very same thing. And and I'm concerned that the process that we've had is it's evident it's not working. So we have to do something else.
Yeah. That's the conclusion we came to. And as I said in my transmittal letter on the ACL to the district, that was our intent to go that route.
Okay.
And if I could just add one thing on the option to use cease and desist orders rather than ACLs, that's due partly to the fact that there are 5,000 dischargers. If we issue cease and desist orders, the facts are pretty much all the same for all of them. Everyone will have an opportunity to defend their particular order. But if we do ACLs, we have to consider all the factors that we've done for the last 3 days, and I think it will slow down the process quite a bit. A cease and desist order can order the homeowner to either hook up to a treatment plant within X number of years, if one exists, and if one doesn't exist, to otherwise cease discharging or face penalties.
Well, you're talking about the CDOs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't it require that they begin some periodic pumping schedule?
Right. There would be interim tasks.
And do you
tasks.
Have any idea, because I know people are probably listening to this, any idea at this point? What kind of periodicity with the pumping?
Oh, we've talked about possibly quarterly. We've also talked about monthly. And we think that we would enforce that through requiring a submittal of receipts indicating pumping.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do this? Did you have anything else to add? Related to that, okay. Give the board members an opportunity if they wish to put any comments on the records separate and apart from the findings that we discussed. Who would like to go first? Dr. Press? Mr. Jeffries?
I'll defer to my...
Oh, well, thank you. The comment I have, I'd just like to... I know the hour is late, but I want to just give you something personal that I'm running down the same line as the CSD. And when we started this back in December 1st, I was introduced as the former mayor of Salinas. When I ran for the city council in 1981, the issue I ran on was that I was opposed to going to a regional sewer facilities, that I thought the city of Salinas could upgrade their facilities to a tertiary treatment plant, and it'd be much cheaper to the ratepayers and the taxpayers of the city of Salinas. 2 months before I was elected, the city council issued the permits to start construction, and they started construction. When I finally was sworn in on the city council, first thing I did is I sat down with the city attorney and the project attorneys. When they laid out the financial responsibilities of terminating those contracts and reversing the contracts that we had signed in the JPA, I realized that it was not beneficial for the city of Salinas to back out of those particular contracts, because the financial burden on the taxpayers and the ratepayers of the city of Salinas would be overwhelming because of litigation. Needless to say, I had to go to my constituency that elected me and explain to them why the financial consequences changed my mind. I had enough votes to overturn that, but after doing that research and doing my due diligence, I realized that that was not the best way for us in the city of Salinas to go. So needless to say, we do have a regional facilities, which is working fine. We're paying, been paying since 1981. But I looked at that and thought of my what the CSD and what the citizens of that location is going to go through. And I'm just wondering, what in the world are you really thinking about? Mr. Chair, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Dr. Press?
I have always been less interested in money than in water quality. In my view, we could have imposed larger fines. We could have looked at a schedule of suspended fines and try to get some of the fines if we get some progress. But I'm not so interested in the money. I'm interested in water quality, and that is why we are instructing staff and urging staff to come back with individual enforcement actions, because that's the only way that I can see at this moment that there will be a water quality improvement in anything like, remotely like, a reasonable period of time. To me, that's the even bigger story, I think, tonight, is that movement. And I would like to be on the record as strongly supporting that.
Mr. Shallcross, Mr. Hayashi.
I concur with Dr. Press. The one thing I wanted to address is something that the CSD attorneys brought up. There seemed to be an implication that the, and if you carried your argument to its, actually you didn't have to take too much of a leap to get there, that basically we were saying that the CSD can't be fined. And what that does is that basically, you know, one of the attorneys was saying you can't be fined, and the other was saying give us cease and desist orders. Well, if you can't fine them, then cease and desist orders are worthless. So I just wanted to say that if we can't fine someone, then all of our enforcement tools are out the window if we don't have fines to back it up. So I didn't buy that argument. Obviously. The other thing I just wanted to say is I think it's probably one of the saddest things that's come before the board, just to see a community like this sort of going at each other's throats in a really, really ugly way. It hasn't been fun to watch. At first, maybe it was sort of entertaining, but the more I learned about it, the more I read about it, the more I saw what was going on with the community. It sort of makes me sick to my stomach, really. I'm really feel sorry for the folks who are there and have to go through it on no matter which side you're on. It's really very sad. You know, hopefully at some point you guys can all get together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. Again, just to reiterate the other sentiments, it looks like our enforcement abilities going down the path we have been ineffectual for many years now. We've tried to work with the CSD. We tried to work with the folks prior to the CSD. We don't seem to be able to get anywhere, and so hopefully the going after the individual dischargers may create the political will for something to happen in a reasonable amount of time.
Mr. Hayashi?
Yeah, I'd like to echo the same feelings from my fellow board members, especially, you know, something that's so important as water quality and how it affects each and every one of you in your community. I mean, when you have something that's that important and you have less than 29% of the people come out and vote, and you change the whole direction by 15 votes, I mean, where were the people that were, where was everybody to vote? So 69% came out? But anyway, it's a sad time, and I don't know what to say. I mean, one day things will happen, one day things will change, and we just have to hope for the best. So that's all I have to say.
All right. You know, I know that there are people that are just not going to understand nor agree with what the board has said or what the board has done. People will look at a situation and come away from it having two different perspectives and two different recollections of what happened as to what was important, what wasn't important, and what should have been done. It is clear to me that this community is tremendously polarized. But it is a community, and the community as a whole really is responsible for what has happened and the current situation that it is in. I don't look at the CSD board as the old board or the new board as being two separate entities, that one bears responsibility for what's happened and the other one does not bear responsibility for what has happened. I can tell you one thing, that had the community not put the blocks on the current project, that we would not be here with an ACL hearing. We would not be here arguing about whether the time schedule order was appropriate and should have been amended. I mean, all of that is really not that relevant to me in my decision making. Frankly, the previous CSD board was working feverishly to come to compliance. At least they, from what I can tell, firmly were trying to comply with our order. And Mr. Briggs' threats of water quality enforcement, I think they took that very seriously. And the community decided, either because of the personalities of that board or because of other issues, that they were going to just get rid of them. And I can only tell you that it was the most short-sighted thing to do while at the same time adopting Measure B and then killing the Tri-W site. Now, we don't mandate that Tri-W be built. We don't mandate to any discharger that they build a particular facility in any location. But it was this CSD with its previous assemblage of directors that chose the Tri-W site. It was fully permitted, fully funded, fully engineered, and got
all of the OKs that it needed to proceed under state and federal law. What I heard in terms of complaints about it's not environmentally superior, it's not aesthetically superior, I mean, those may be realities to some individuals. I look at them as being subjective and not objective. I look at the objective criteria as being whether something gets funded and permitted and gets on target to be built. There's always going to be trade-offs with any facility like this that gets built anywhere. Moving it out of town, to me, as though it's clear sailing, we can do it in 4 years, don't worry about lawsuits, we can deal with these other issues, is just, I think, the same wishful thinking that went into this community when it believed that the regional board would never impose fines, that it believed that we could just get the state revolving fund loan modified to a new location, and we can just stop the construction contracts and get them modified also. Unfortunately, that was a lot of poor advice that was given to the voters, that is something they could depend on. I think some of the electorate was deceived by representations that were made during that election. Measure B to me was, boy, just a wonderful Trojan horse, a nice poison pill. And it became very disturbing to me that you had individual board members that were advocating positions with respect to Measure B, and then at the same time I was hearing argument that, well, shouldn't look at them, what they do as individuals, because that's a separate right they have under the First Amendment, and you should only look at what the CSD does as a whole. That was a little hard for me to stomach and listen to. I never heard any testimony that this CSD really has taken, by this CSD, I mean the current members, really bear any responsibility for what has happened and the situation that they're in. But I've heard lots of complaints and accusations that it's the state board's fault. They issued a loan that was improper. EPA didn't have proper oversight. Criticisms of everybody else in the world except the CSD itself. And I didn't see anything. And in fact, Mr. Onstott really didn't want to allow any discussion into whether there was any balancing, any consideration given to, you know, what if we take a course of action to assume Measure B is valid, stop the contracts, the construction, try to get the loan changed. How do we balance that against the known threats by Mr. Briggs that there would be enforcement actions? And in the face of state and federal water quality protection laws that are bearing down on the district. No, nothing really happened. I didn't see anything that made me feel comfortable that this was really kind of an informed decision, other than a predetermined decision that has been clear throughout that the intent unequivocally was to stop the site at its current location, stop the project at its current location, period. And that's essentially what has happened. I agree that the individual enforcement actions, I think, are critical. I think that they have to start as soon as staff can start to process things and get them moving. It's quite clear to me that the folks of Los Osos, in my opinion, are really not capable of addressing these issues with their wastewater disposal in a rational way. I don't know what's going to happen. A bunch of lawsuits have been settled and been replaced by an equal number of lawsuits. We're just exchanging lawsuits. And I don't really see any clear end to this dilemma at this point, because the community is really so polarized, and it really is just it's a tragedy. So having said that, Cheryl, do you want to vote first, or do you want to read the findings?
I think we need to go over the findings before you vote, so
okay,
that they will be part of your vote.
Okay, fine.
Can we get these projected? Okay. And this will take a few minutes, so please bear with us. We only have the on-screen version. What I would like to do is go through these page by page, and I will want to just get a signal from both parties, both council tables, when you're done reading the page at hand so we can move on. Just make sure everybody gets a chance to go over this.
You're not asking for any concurrence. You just want to make sure that they have read everything.
That's right. Make sure they understand what the vote is. And if... I'm not sure if everybody in the audience can read it. Would it be helpful for me to read the document as you go?
I need to help you with your computer, if you wouldn't mind.
Please, please. Would you allow me to read it into the record so people can follow on?
Yeah.
Okay. Having technical difficulties, you could take the floppy and put it in now.
It'll take me a second to fix this.
And it's giving me a battery life. I don't know why.
So it may not be functioning on that one.
Yeah, so I can function at 4.
No? Are you sure you're switched on my signal? Yeah, function at 4. Nothing?
To make sure everybody is following along, I'll just go ahead and read it as we go. These are proposed additions to the administrative civil liability order that everyone has, and we would start with inserting a new finding number 3, which would read as follows: The CSD has asserted that no administrative liability should be imposed on this in this matter because the failure to meet the deadlines was beyond the reasonable control of the CSD to avoid. New number 4. The board finds that administrative liability is appropriate because A, the provision in the TSO cited in paragraph, actually that should say in paragraph 1 above, is a discretionary opportunity for the board to modify prospective deadlines in the TSO, not a basis for excusing long-term, right? Not a basis for excusing long past deadlines. B, the CSD was forewarned by the executive officer that any failure to continue on a compliance track would result in recommended penalties for all missed deadlines, including those which the executive officer was willing to forbear so long as the CSD was on a compliance track. And C, to the degree that Water Code Section 13.327 factors might implicate equitable consideration of the hurdles for compliance presented by Measure B or the loss of the state revolving fund loan monies, the CSD itself created or permitted those hurdles to come into being and to continue in effect. Specifically, 1, with the adoption of Measure B by the electorate of the CSD, a barrier was created inhibiting compliance with the TSO and making future compliance with that order subject to subsequent CSD voter approval. 2, the CSD Board of Directors and employees simply represent and derive all of their powers and authorities from the voters in the CSD. In short, the voters are the CSD. The voters in this manner exercise their ultimate authority as decision makers for the CSD, and the passage of Measure B was therefore an affirmative act of the CSD, an affirmative act to halt compliance with the TSO. Three, thus, by approval of Measure B, through its initiative vote, the CSD prohibited its board and staff from taking the steps necessary to comply with the TSO. Four, after Measure B was passed, the CSD's new board of directors, with a new majority installed by the CSD voters in the same election as Measure B, chose to abandon the previous board of directors' legal efforts to invalidate Measure B, thereby affirmatively taking further steps to inhibit the CSD's ability to comply with the TSO. Five, after Measure B was passed, when faced with the choice of complying with Measure B and being subject to a potential lawsuit by the district's initiative proponents, or stop work on compliance with the TSO and be subject to potential administrative civil liability, the CSD, through its directors and managers, chose the latter. It chose to stop work on the project and thereby consciously chose to increase the extent of the CSD's long-term noncompliance and face this administrative civil liability. Six, on the basis of the foregoing, the assessment of administrative civil liabilities for violation of Water Code Section 13308 for the period ranging from the date of certification of Measure B, October 1, 2005, and the date of issuance of the draft ACL, October
6, 2005. I think you have to change October 1st to September
30th. Oh, no,
6 days.
It's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's still 6.
Is it?
Yeah. I think I'm missing a...
First.
We're missing a... is appropriate. We're missing a verb. Okay. For the 6 days, the assessment of this violation is 60. Thus, for 6 days at $10,000 per day, the assessment for this violation is $60,000. Appropriate. Thank you. Got it. Renumber the interim paragraphs accordingly, and then add a new paragraph, which I want to make sure I've got that number correct. It would be after the old paragraph 12, we'd add a new paragraph. The Central Coast Water Board took extensive written evidence, argument, and oral testimony from the prosecution staff, the CSD, and heard the views of the interested public concerning this matter. Based on this record, applicable law, and good public policy, the Central Coast Water Board finds A, regarding nature, extent, and gravity, there have been and continues to be ongoing unpermitted discharges occurring in violation of the TSO and the basin plan discharge prohibition, and evidence supports the conclusion that those discharges contain nitrates and pathogens that are getting into groundwater and threaten to migrate to drinking water supplies and potentially discharging surface waters. These discharges threaten the public health and the environment and violate the applicable basin plan prohibitions. B, regarding prior history of violations, the CSD has been under various directions, prohibitions, cease and desist orders, and time schedule orders since its inception to address the problems addressed above and intended to be addressed to compliance with the TSO. C, regarding economic benefit or savings. I want to be clear here before I read this that these are not the avoided costs of building the system, because those costs are still going to be incurred because someday there will have to be a plant built. These are simply the avoided costs of not building the plant in a timely fashion based on the CSD's own testimony. To resume reading the finding C, the CSD Board of Directors presented testimony and evidence noting that had they complied with the TSO, the operation and maintenance of the treatment system would cost approximately $2.5 million per year, or $208,333 per month. The TSO required that the plant be built by August 30, 2004. Therefore, the CSD has realized, at a minimum, an economic savings or benefit of $2,708,329 for 13 months of avoided costs as of October 1, 2005. Regarding ability to pay, this is the sole factor militating in favor of a less than maximum liability and is the basis for assessing only $6,627,000 instead of the $44,040,000 maximum calculated by staff. The CSD has presented evidence of its inability to pay any penalty of any significant amount. However, pursuant to State Water Resources Control Board enforcement policy, a reduction is appropriate only where the discharger is acting in a cooperative manner and has the ability and intent to come into compliance in a reasonable period of time. That has not been demonstrated. The CSD has abandoned the Tri-W site that was funded and permitted. It has no alternative site identified, project designed, engineered, funded, or permitted. Thus, there is no evidence of an ability or current intent to come into compliance in a reasonable period of time. E, regarding other matters as justice may require, it is vital to the regional board's ability to maintain an effective water quality protection program to ensure the communities are held to account, literally and figuratively, for their conscious decisions to not do what is required under state law and regional water board orders to protect water quality and the public health and environment that depends thereon. Decades of patience, cooperation, assistance, prodding, pushing, and ordering by the Central Coast Water Board has led to this point where the CSD and its decision makers feel that if it chooses not to, compliance is not required and without consequences. A strong enforcement action is necessary to clear up that misconception and deter further noncompliance. New finding, the Central Coast Water Board finds that the unlawful discharges from each of the three CSD-controlled facilities warrant an assessment of administrative civil liabilities of $1,000 per day for the period of October 1, 1999 to September 30, 2005, under Water Code Section 13350, totaling $6,567,000. The administrative civil liabilities imposed herein for violation of the basin plan prohibition under Water Code Section 13350 are based on discharges only from the CSD's three facilities and no other discharges. The next paragraph is amended from the draft to reflect the new figures, which are the combination of the calculation based on the discharges from the three facilities and the 6 days of violations of the time schedule order date schedules. And those, it will now reads, it is hereby ordered pursuant to California Water Code Section 13308 and 13350, the Los Osos Community Services District is assessed a total civil liability of $6,627,000 to be delivered to the Central Coast Water Board at the letterhead address by February 6, 2006. The check is to be made payable to the State Water Resources Control Board. Those are the proposed amendments to by the board to consider for its vote.
I know you didn't want concurrence from us, but can I just make one correction? There is a statement.
All corrections, any observations of errors would be welcome.
There's a recitation or a finding that staff's calculated maximum liability was $44,040,000, and we actually revised the worksheet so the maximum liability was calculated at $32,850,000 to avoid charging under both sections for
to
the
avoid
same
the overlap.
Right.
Oh, thank you for that. I simply added them together. State the figure again.
$32,850,000.
Okay. Thank you. Any other errors that either party sees? I understand you aren't agreeing with the substance of it, but if there are any errors, we would welcome corrections.
You think for a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if you're ready for a motion.
I think we are ready for a motion.
I move the adoption of the ACL as amended.
I second.
With the findings.
And with the findings.
With the findings.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. This concludes the hearing, but are there any housekeeping matters we need to deal with at this point?
Yes, Mr. Chair. At this time, the CSD would move that the order be stayed pending appeal and for final confirmation that this is final board action effective as of this date.
As a point of law, I would note that you have 30 days to file a petition with the state board, and upon filing of the petition with the state board, your obligation to pay the penalty is suspended by operation of law, so we don't need to take an action for that to happen. You just need to file your petition.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
I still want to request a stay. If, you know.
What do you guys want to do? No? No, go ahead and file the petition. All right, that concludes everything. We are done.
ask you three questions?
No.
Can I send you an email?
Did Roseanne?
Yes, no, I understand. But our legal counsel will recommend that we do.
It's a bitter pill, and the patient is not swallowing.